one that will lead the revolution of the future. I can take that kind of pragmatism. I can identify with it, because in a sense we have to do some of it here. Chinese certainly have taken care of their people to a magnificent degree, building underground shelters, knowing the nuclear war is coming, in underground shelters, underground hospitals, and to the degree the underground shelters reach out 100 miles into the hinterland. It's a very amazing thing the Chinese have done for their people. And they feel that the USSR and the USA represent two superpowers, and that they're both white, and they will indeed, they say, develop megalomania, and they're going to destroy each other. And there are some Chinese theoreticians that say, well, it's just a matter of fact that there's going to be a nuclear war, and we better not get involved in making one power greater than the other, because we'll shake the balance of power and bring about the nuclear war sooner. I can't buy that shit. I can't buy it. But I can identify with it. I can understand it. I still think China will come to their senses in time. And if there was a nuclear war, I think she'll be quite capable of leading a generation of tomorrow, because she's building a tremendous society at home. And the Tibet that's been annexed by China has been very fairly communized. And any government working with China has certainly received technical assistance and aid, but not to the degree that the Soviet Union does. Soviet Union's a liberator. And I don't know all their motives. I can't pretend to know all their motives. But I do know that where Angola needed independence and they were living in abject slavery under the Portuguese regime that was imposed upon them by U.S. money as well as other corporate monopoly capitalists, it was Russia that put the money in the fighting force of the Cuban soldiers that drove back the hordes of Portuguese imperialists and freed it. It was a Russian money and technical aid that's freeing Mozambique. It was Russian money and Cuban forces that's freeing Ethiopia tonight. So I can't buy racism. I can't buy it. I think the Soviets, certainly, people say they're the most racist people on earth. I'm sure there's some racist people in the Soviet Union. They're white. But they're at least helping black people get their freedom, and that speaks pretty well to me, doesn't it, to you? You can't develop all your idealism, you can't put it in practice. You know, it's wonderful. So how am I idealistic? Somebody asked me last night, what do we think about this government dealing with USA? What the hell is this government to do but to deal with USA? What can it do? The crazy old man USA has got a Monroe Doctrine in theory, even though the law has been supposedly long since it's antediluvian and archaic, but still in theory the USA lives by it. They live by the Monroe Doctrine. We won't let anything happen in our sphere. Everyone knows geopolitics. Every big power has its sphere of influence. Now here's a little socialist country sitting in the middle of South America, the only socialist nation, unless Bolivia wins and they're in the midst of a revolution. I hope to hell that we get a few more, then that'll make it easier for us. Also, the incoming introduction of the Haitians fleeing from the dictatorship that the Guyanese are going to take in, that'll make it easier for us, because then they'll be able to make it a national policy about refugees. Right now, there's only one bunch of refugees in this country. We're the only fugitives. We're fugitives from capitalism, that's certainly not fugitives from justice. But we're the only refugees here. It makes it very, very difficult. But if you get the Haitians here and us here, then they can develop some political say. Now, hey, these people are refugees, and your government back there in Haiti may want them for something, and the USA may want them for something, but they're political reasons, and they're given asylum here, and so all your goddamn laws don't apply to them. Go to hell. Now, that's one of the theories I think the foreign minister's operating on. And he's trying. And I think that it's easy. We know what we got to have to live by. And if we die, it won't necessarily make me an enemy of his. Because he did do something very brave and kicked the stones out and had them on the way to the airplane today. In some little perfunctory. So he says tonight, I didn't get all, I didn't get any more copy about it, but somebody in his goddamn office backed down, and when the USA put a bunch of Congress pressure on them, right wing, because USA is going fascist, racist. Then Stone's got connections now. He's in the CIA. They're going to use him till they set him up. They know. He ought to know if he's got an ounce of sense, but white man is dummy. He don't have much sense. Stone ought to know the longer he stays here, the longer he's playing with his life. And he don't give a shit that man using him, the conspirators that used him. That conspiracy using him doesn't give a goddamn what happens to Tim Stone. And Tim Stone is so impassioned with his wanting a Montgomery suite, and he's got a Montgomery office that somebody paid for, and he didn't have a goddamn dime. And he's got a plush office on Montgomery Street. Wake up! In the financial sector. He got it off of money trying to sell us out. But they had him on the way to the airport today. I said, well, unfortunately, somebody got the awful blue. It's terrible they didn't throw him out. Well, you know why they didn't throw him out? The United States threatened all the Guyanese that were having legal actions in the United States to be thrown out. That still doesn't mean we lost Dana. It doesn't mean we've lost John. Eventually, if the worst came to worst, we're not going to lose them. Because I will make moves that will... Where are they going to come? They're going to come in here and get us? Where are they going to be? They're going to search all the fucking jungle? Some of you people have developed hunting skills so we can do everything short of a war. We don't want to have a war again. We damn near had two wars. We don't want a war. Hell, you could put people out there, we could develop skills. They're going to find those children in 7 years. They're going to arrest me? I don't know about that. I'm hesitant to believe that this country, if we stay strong, 1,000 strong. If you leave, you'll be the killers. We'll hunt you out. Anybody that betrays and leaves, you weaken us. We'll hunt you out. There'll be somebody left alive that hunts you out. But as long as we remain 1,000 strong and produce here, I'm hesitant to believe, and I'm a very cynical person, I'm hesitant to believe they're going to send somebody here to arrest me. I'm hesitant to believe they're going to come in and pick the wife of my coordinator that they're now for another child, go pick her and take her up and put her in a paddy wagon. If they try it, they absolutely have a sense that we're a solidified people. Ship, you don't come across the two continents and without being in some solidarity. And there's a lot of legal things, legal maneuvers around this shit. In the court process, this is political. Now, and that was brave. That was brave. That was a brave action. In spite of hell, if we have to die tomorrow, that was a brave action to kick Stone's ass out. Had no reason. He hadn't broken no law. He'd done nothing. And they kicked his ass. He was almost at the airport. Till the United States white right-wing racist pressure came down and said, no, 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 no. And somebody, he's sick. He's sick. Always the luck of the stars. There ain't no God. He's sick in bed and home. So somebody in the Foreign Office bows to it, and he acts like he's in utter surprise. It's just possible he was. Just surprise, just possible somebody in his own office is a sellout. Maybe his acting leader. So, what's going to happen to us? We don't have any foreign minister. Shit, what the hell does it matter? Their baby's dying and we can fight. They're dying in Mozambique. What are we supposed to expect? Everybody gets nervous when Dr. Reed's sick and this is that. So what? What are we supposed to be guaranteed? That we're going to have a lovely country like this and not have to struggle for it? All this 30 miles of land and not going to have to pay a price? The shit you're talking about. We've been paying a price all of our life. We'll pay it till the day we go. And don't expect it. It's beautiful. You say, what are you doing it for? What are you doing it for? Why are you doing it? Take a walk with me someday. Walk through the rice tent. Here's some of those mothers who suffered all their days. Look at Gertrude Naylor and hadn't got one of her children here, although it looks promising. We may have a way to get her here in time. But Gertrude didn't know it. Gertrude doesn't know it. Gertrude doesn't know a thing about it. Every day I meet Gertrude, little tears will come in her eyes, and she'll say, I don't know, what is it? What is your phrase you'll say to me? Usually the standard phrase. What is it Gertrude says to you?
Holy Spirit, thank you, God, for bringing me to the promised land.
And she'll say it every day, the little words like that. And she says it with meaning and with emotion. People say, thank you for giving me freedom. Up and down through the rice tent, older black people that have suffered all their goddamn life, fucked up, fucked over, put down. Here they can walk without somebody staring at them or ordering them around saying, do this. They have to say, yes, sir. No, sir. Now, if one black person gets a chance, this is a resort for a senior. For a senior, this is a resort. This is a goddamn resort. You don't get weather like this. This is ideal weather. Best weather in the world. A senior that's been in a goddamn slum. You look where some of our people had to live in back there. Say, too crowded here. You assholes, you unthankful assholes, you ought to see now some of them were living, how they had to live, how we were crushed up to make ends meet even later in our communes, how we had to go through the cold and the drudgery and the goddamn hate and the threats of our buildings being burned down, and they tried to burn down one of our senior citizen homes. Had the son of a bitch ablaze all the backside of it. burned our church down. And then some of these people lived in abject poverty, lived in fear to come out of their doors. They couldn't come out of the door. Now, one day of this for a black senior is worth our sacrifice. Then you look at these children. You look at these babies playing out here and their bravery. And some of you assholes feeling sorry for yourself. Then somebody like Isaac says, "We're going to win, Dad." Then he stops and he's a little realistic. What kind of strong kids we're building. "We're going to win." But he said, "Even if we don't, if we die, we'll win. If we die, we can't lose," he said. Shit. Such wisdom. He went on playing down the road. Something had to be behind his brain talking like that. He meant that what we're doing is worth dying for. Somebody comes in here the first day, Mitchell's. I understood. One of them was telling me, say, "Well, we found something to die for," one of them said. Some of you come over here, "Well, we haven't got enough meat." Well, we always had chicken. Unfortunately, we didn't make our population plans, and we couldn't, and we had a goddamn war, honey. It takes a little while. But some people have been healed, been put out of jail, been healed of cancer and blindness. I don't have that. When the hell am I going to get this? I don't have enough toothpaste. Well, why don't you do like that old fucker they've been dealing with that I told you about last night, takes his finger in the ashes and brushes his teeth, and he's got all his teeth in his late 70s. Doing pretty well. Out there all working every day. You people are so crippled by the old fucker sitting over there asleep now, the old lazy fucker. You've done a shit-ass bit of work. You're about the third day, honey, you better get to work. They all know you, but you can hate me. That's how you got your goddamn bald head, because so many things slid over it. And it ain't a white bald head, it's a black bald head. And it's sitting on the right side, on the end. Up yours. Now, if you can't figure that out, you're really having a hard time. And if you don't figure it out in a nice little, nice general way like this, how in the world would anybody know who I'm talking about? If you don't figure it out now, on Thursday you'll find your ass figured it out. No, what is this? This is Saturday. Tuesday. By Tuesday you'll find it. Because when we come up tomorrow and I hear no work, it's a half day tomorrow because we don't take full days until we get our people. We quit doing it anyway. A lot of people will quit taking some of these goddamn breaks they're taking home. Miserable breaks. Yeah. I don't even know what a break is. Some of these coordinators, leaders, they don't want the crew. They don't want the break here. Got to have my break. What about people that are breaking under the pressure back there? Tell me over the radio, "I may never see you, Dad, but I love you." Working over there, putting their money in. Don't want to come yet. Don't want to come till the last one's here. You think about them and you won't complain so much. But as I said, the legal process of this country, we could dodgeball. They could do a lot of things in the courts. And can't be accused of showing favoritism to Jim Jones and his people. Peel, we can think up legal maneuvers. Lots of things keep them off our back. But if that didn't work for several years, hell, we'll have John the 17 and Dana the 17 by that time. You understand what I'm talking about? Look how we did with the Olivers. Run our ass all around, got him married. Shit, he didn't know he's going to marry. We figured we're married. Get this one. That into Georgetown. We got him married. We got some flack in this country. You're not supposed to be able to marry anybody without the consent of their parents unless they're 18. We got them married, didn't we? Twice we got them married. Come after gig. What? We get Cliff. Who's going to marry Cliff? We go. Up we go. Married. So they can't move against Cliff. Shit. And then it took an act of the Supreme Justice to do that. They're not all dead. Everybody's going around wielded today. But if it's all dead, hell, it's been worth it. You live with adventure. Some of you never knew what an adventure was. That's right. You feel it's worth it, Nandria? I'm sure if she feels it's worth it, some of the rest of you ought to. Mother had to abandon her because of white man's racism. Killed by white man. Daddy killed by whites in Ukiah, California. Her children had to see her husbands come home and brag about white women in their face because that was his means of status. If she thinks it's worth it and she's a young woman, some of you ought to think it's worth it out there. Look at these babies playing and they're free, and in San Francisco it's hard to see them smile. Hard to see them smile. They play outside in the back of that San Francisco temple, but they didn't have that, it just wasn't in it. Acting out, throwing rocks, burying each other. Who's buried anybody here? Huh? You remember how many incidents we had? How many times have anybody been rocked here? It's been a long time since somebody's been rocked here. And how many times did we have it? Somebody always hitting somebody in the eye, hitting them over the head. All kinds of shit they tried on them. Buried one of them alive, you remember? Right out behind the San Francisco temple. One day of children in a position like this say, our children can't take it. Honey, it ain't the children's having trouble. It's some of you old fuckers is having trouble. One of our teachers say, our children can't stand it. Honey, and you were shaking. Children, I haven't seen no shit child going around. But I got born on that crisis in the war. Fuckers, I'm telling you. Some old fucker back there married his wife for years trying to get out of here where he can get out of here. He didn't care about his wife. You say, oh, my husband loves me. Huh? He loved you, honey. He could have found if he could have found a subway, his ass would have forgot you. Yes, yes. Can do with it. And as I said, we got a lot of maneuvers. We can pull a lot of things off. Give us every day another day that we have more time to plan. So what do you mean? Right now, I know what I mean. I got some folks doing some planning right now that are not here. Give us a few more days and they're going to raise a lot of hell. Raise them, much em, womp them, much em, smoke them. Smoke them out of enemies. Get some Indian and nigger power and Mau Mau power, yeah. It's hard to fight a war if you got the shits. I'm trying stuff on me that gives you the perpetual shits. And if it gives everybody the shits like it gives me, honey, we give an army of shits. How you gonna fight a war with the shits? Hey! And I got something stronger than that. That'd be good. You didn't get it, I ain't going over it twice. We're fighting on all fronts, aren't we, babies? I say it's been good to be here. What other people, where in the hell would we have a whole government kick somebody out and have to fight with the United States government over it? United States government warned them not to do it in the first place. And they tried to kick them. They had them out of a hotel room. And even now the United States can only get in 5 more days. That's what they've got. They're supposed to have an endless right to increase their visa on and on. We even got the U.S. Consul, who's a fucking hypocrite, that was in here. He's a fucking hypocrite. Smiling ass, teethy hypocrite. I got your checks. He played hell to get the checks. I got a book full of letters, carbon copies. It'll show you who got the checks. Heads of black leader movements and people I leaned on. We had to practically stand on some of their asses to get them right. Well, were you right? Oh, yes, yes, we're right. But right now, here's the letter. Here's the paper. Right. Andy Silver stood over about 8 of them. Come on, right now, right. Andy's saying back there, one of them good nigger Jews. Yeah, we'll write you. Fuck you. We ain't gonna let you write you. And nobody are gonna write you. They tell you write you. We right now. That's what moved those checks. Wasn't nothing else moved those checks. That little white silly ass son of a bitch. He didn't do anything but cart them out here. They'd had all of our checks blocked. We got 68 of them loose. That prick didn't do anything. Fuck him. But he didn't think we knew his tricks. We on to his tricks. What the old devils get together. Oliver's tried to kill me and then tried to kill Mama. Your Mama, you're a good Mama. But she didn't get killed either. She's out of their clutches now. She's on her way here, coming around. Someplace. She ain't in San Francisco. Yeah. All right. And she didn't want to. She wanted to stay there. And obviously, I must have great love and I don't have any affair going on here. I wouldn't bring my wife, would I? Olivers get together, the parents get together with mobsters like the Stones, crooked-ass white prejudiced people in the Ku Klux Klan, and black people, no pride, get together and play into the hands of our class enemy. And they tried all kinds of shit on us, honeys. They were deluded with phone calls, and the old Stone stayed there in the hotel and calling a judge, acting like there were calls from the United States and had others working with him, but they're still lonely at night. Grace out there talking, say, how you know? We got them watching them. Shonda watching her ass night and day. If anything goes wrong, Grace is going to die in the worst way. We're going to use Grace's jawbone of her ass to kill Tim with. They ain't going to have to do nothing. If anything, they ain't going to do nothing now. Don't do anything. Nonetheless, Shonda said that Grace is lonely, sitting out there just talking to some big old fat man. And Tim's running around with some whore that was about 1 foot higher than him. He's running around. They have to pay that she, they know her. Debbie knows her. Debbie Touche knows her. She's a $60 a night whore. That's poor old Tim. He can't even get it on with Grace, and so I guess he's going to have that whore lick it. We're watching them both. One watching one, one watching the other. If anything goes wrong out here, we say, waterfall. Honey, in the water we'll fall. And they're crazy pricks. And the conspiracy knows how crazy niggas we are. And Stone thinks he's winning. He's winning with 1,000 of us here and 200 or 300 crazy niggas back home. I'm talking about loyal crazy niggas. We got a whole lot more than that. If something happened to me that a lot of folk will remember healing, it would be coming strange places. Stone's fucking with us and trying to destroy us, and he thinks he's going to get by with it? He thinks he's going to live in that Montgomery suite? Shit, somebody will get out of this jungle and get his ass. He's tired of the sons of bitches. I mean, that's one goddamn thing we'll have to do. We'll have at least. And a few of those pricks are going to go to a prayer meeting. But I say, we've had a lot of things going for us. A lot of things we can be thankful for. The law of the land says you're supposed to have you go down to the public school. We said no. And we didn't have to go. Law of the land says a doctor couldn't practice. And he does. He did a surgery, a beautiful surgery on Brother Johnson. You can look at that growth. You ought to all take a look at it. Ought to be put out on display. By the way, when we have a movement, I was talking to Charlie the other day, it's ridiculous when people come in here, that calf hide should have been up, and some of you people moved that out and showing our works. That's the very goddamn thing people want to see. That foreign minister would have been very impressed by people making tanning their own hide and having our growth out. But do you look at that growth? And how many times you've been to surgery restroom? How many times you've been to surgery? I mean, the doctor after doctor didn't find it. How many here had been to doctor after doctor didn't find cancer? Sister Perkins would have died, I found it because of my intensive demand and campaign and all the cooperation of my medical staff to give everyone cancer exams and get these new people through it quickly. Because you say, oh, I'm all right. Yeah, Mom Taylor had been to 5 doctors and they didn't find it. 5 fucking U.S. doctors, the best. They don't give a shit. Sister Perkins had been to doctors. They don't give a shit. She's black, beautiful, radiant. They don't give a shit. Continental Dam, you're fortunate to be here. Got no complaints. As long as one baby's happy, one day more for a baby. That's the way I take it. One day more for a senior. One day more the senior don't have to walk down Steiner Street and wonder when somebody's going to mug them when they've been beat down all their life. One day they get to eat in peace. Yeah. I don't care about your middle class ass or mine. What the hell is the difference? Fuck us. It's the children and the seniors that have given all their years. Some seniors ought to be thrown in a shithole, but many of them are sweet and gentle people. Just don't say, I'm a senior citizen. Senior citizen, that means you're so holy. Some of you fuckers have fucked over everybody all your life. We know you. But there's some beautiful, beautiful seniors in this place. There's another, Ruth Atkins. They didn't do anything for medicine, didn't do anything for her. And here she stands in health tonight. Best of surgery. cancer all through her body. Stands in health. You know how many? And cancer disappeared in Rose Simon. Cancer disappeared in Rose Peterson. Disappeared! But why in the hell?